כיחודו, נעלם גם מצב לאחדותו, אין קודם מוקדמו ואין עבור, לומר אוכל לב קדושתו, קדמון לכל דבר אשר יברא, ראשון אין ראשית וחשיתו, הנה אדם עולם וכל נוצר, יורם זולתו ומלכותו. שפע נבואתו ניתנו אל אנשי סגולתו וצפתר כל מוקם בישראל שעוד נביא ומעבית את אמונתו תורת אמת נתן מהמועד על יד נביאון נמן ביתו לא יחליפהל ולא ימיר דדו ויעולמים לזולתו צופה ויודע שתרנו מבית לסוף דבר וקדמותו גומל לאיש חסיד כמפעלו נותן לרשע רק רשעתו ישלח לקצמים משיכנו לבדוד מרקקת ישועתו מתים יחיין ורוב עשו ברוך הדייד של תהילתו תורת אמת נתן להמוהר על יד נביאו נמן ביתו. אוקיי, so we say Yigdal and we are about to begin our Seder. We rush home from shul. Don't stand around and schmooze. Don't go to tell the rabbi good Shabbos, good Yontiv. Move. You got to come home. We got to start the Seder before the kids fall asleep. You come home, you pick up your kids, you give them a hug, you give them a kiss, you tell them good Yontiv. You tell your wife, you should call for all the wonderful food she made. We're going to begin. Tonight, this year, gentlemen, there are more Agadot. Pass out the Agadot. Let's begin. This year, the Seder falls out on Friday night. So we will also make the Yom HaShishi, right? Yom HaShishi. Are we ready? Do we all have a cup? The Yekish custom is that we stand for the Yom HaShishi, and then we will continue. Now, we will only make a Borei Pri Agafen. We will only make a Borei Pri Agafen once. At the Seder, we make, us Yekis make Borei Pri Agafen four times as Ashkenazim. But being that this isn't the Seder, we can only say God's name once. Remember to lean. In the Seder, we will say Borei Pri Agafen. And then after the Borei Pri Agafen, we will not drink the wine. We will conclude Kiddush. Look at the Kiddush in your Agadot. We'll continue the blessing and continue the Shechayanu and only then drink from the wine. But being that this is the model Seder, so we can't do that, right? So let's begin by making a blessing of Borei Pri Agafen and we'll drink from the wine a drop. And then afterwards we won't say Hashem's name. We'll make believe it's the real thing, okay? Just so that we can continue drinking. So now, this is not a part of the Seder. This is just so we could drink throughout the Seder without worrying about pause between the blessing and drinking, okay? And Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Agafen. Amen. And now for the rest of the Seder, when we say blessings, we won't say Hashem's name, and this way we could do it as though it's a real Seder. So we come home, everyone has to have their goblet ready. That means you have to help, gentlemen, get the house ready so that when you come home, you can start. The candles are lit this year, especially. It's Friday night. If you didn't light them before sunset, you can't light them anymore. Okay? The candles are lit in honor of Yom Tov. Your wife already made a Shechayanu on the candle, so she doesn't make the Shechayanu here. When we make the Shechayanu, we have in mind the mitzvot of the night. We have in mind the mitzvah of matzah we're going to do tonight, the mitzvah of saying Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of the four cups. We have in mind the bdikas chametz we did the night before. Our Shechayanu covers that too. Okay, all the wonderful mitzvot of Pesach. And now we're going to begin with Kiddush. But before we do that, we remind the kids of the order of what we're going to do. Kadesh shochatz, kapas yachatz, magid rachza, motzi maza, marok orech, shulchan orech, tzavon barech, halel nirza, kadesh. We rush home from shul to make Kiddush quickly so the children won't fall asleep. We pick up our cup in our right hand, I'm a left hand, my left hand, and we begin Kiddush. יום ויבוקר יום השישי ויחרו השמיים והארץ וכל צבעם. By the way, the extra custom is that you say along with me. Everyone says the Kiddush together with the one who's saying it. But if you want me to be Motzi you, it's not relevant tonight. But at the Seder, that's fine too. Okay, again.
Hold it.
You hold the Kiddush cup when you make Kiddush. Kiddush style. Us Yekis hold Kiddush style this way. The Kabbalists hold it by the bottom of the cup. But whatever. Okay, let's start again. So this year it's going to be Friday night. So we also say the Yom HaShishi. You guys can say with me if you'd like. And we're moving. Remember that when we drink the wine, we have to lean. We always lean on our left side, right? Okay. Leaning on the right doesn't count. Leaning on the back doesn't count. Okay. We look at the candles as we begin our Kiddush. Yom HaShishi Vayfudu HaShamayim HaRetz V'chol Tzimam Vayechal Elohim Vayom HaShvi V'nachto Asher Asa Vayishbot Vayom HaShvi V'nachto Asher Asa Vayivarech Elohim Et Yom HaShvi Vayikadesh Oto Kiddush Shabbat Mikol Nachto Asher Bara Elohim Lasot Savrim Anan Anan Rabotai Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Peri Agafen. Now the extra custom is we sit down. I remembered you guys want Hebrew accents, so I switched, okay? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu מלך העולם אשר בחר בנו מכל העם ורוממנו מכל לשון וקידשנו ומצוותיו. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world, who chose us from all nations. Look at that. Tonight's the night. And uplifted us from all the different languages and gave us holiness through the mitzvot. We are not like the wicked son who says, what's this toil? We recognize that the mitzvot are not a toil. They are part of what make us holy. Vatiten lanu Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava. This year we add the parentheses, right? Shabbatot, because it's going to be on Shabbos this year. Shabbatot limnucha umoadim lesimcha chagim uzmanim lesason. In Hashem's love of the Jewish peoples, He gave us Shabbos to rest. He gave us holidays to be happy and set times to rejoice. The Rambam writes, that is the balanced life. People sometimes spend their whole life wishing they could be on vacation or retired. The Rambam says, no, you need a certain amount of pleasure. You need a certain amount of vacation. And you need to be productive. So the balanced life is where you have times of Shabbos once a week to take off. You have holidays, you have set times for family time. That's what we're saying. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us out of your love. Shabbos to rest, holidays to be happy. One of my rabbis was making a wedding for his daughter. We had a student in the yeshiva who was retarded. He was in his 50s and he had the intelligence of a six-year-old. So the rabbi invited him to the wedding. Now he asked me if I would go along with him. I was concerned because it was a long ride from New York to New Jersey. And I was scared he might have an accident in the car. I wasn't sure exactly what I was supposed to do if that happened. So I said to him, you know, I'm just wondering, why are you inviting him? And he said to me, every human being has a need to be happy. When you go to a wedding, so you're happy, right? Even though it's not your wedding, but you're dancing with people, you're happy. This poor fellow also has a need to be happy, but not many people invite him to weddings. So it's true, he doesn't know my daughter. He won't understand why everyone's happy, but he'll know he's a part of something happy. And that's a spiritual need. Everyone's soul needs that, to be a part of happy times. So holidays are happy times. Hashem, one of the gifts Hashem gave us is Mo'adim L'Simcha. We have times to be happy, to be with our families. Now, if your house is like everyone else's house, then what happens is as the holiday approaches, especially Pesach, everyone's on edge. You know, everyone's nerves are finished. So your job as man of the house is not to come and tell your wife and kids, be happy. Guys, no. No, work. Figure out how to do it, how to make it fun, how to be a part of it, how to alleviate the pressure. It's not easy. That's why most houses don't succeed at this. You know, everyone sings, Avadimayinu lima bamitbach. We were slaves to our mother in the kitchen. But that's part of your job. Make it a happy time. You set the atmosphere in the house. You want to be man of the house? This is where you should be man of the house.
to give the atmosphere of happiness, of pleasure, of easy going. It's a holiday. It's not easy, but that's Mo'adim L'Simcha. Hashem gave us a gift. Holidays to be happy. Et Yom HaShabbat Hazeh Ve'et Yom Chag HaMatzot Hazeh Zeman Chegoteinu Ve'ava Mikra Kodesh. Hashem gave us this day of Shabbos, this day of Chag HaMatzos, the holiday of eating matzos. This is the time we were freed. This is the anniversary. That's one of the messages you want to tell the kids. Tonight, this is when it happened. It is a time where we declare holiness, Mikra Kodesh. How do we declare it's a holy day? By saying Kiddush here. That's what we're doing. We're making a declaration. It's a holy day. That's Kiddush. Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim. This is to commemorate the Exodus from Egypt, right? We know that. Kivanu v'chalta ve'otanu kidashta mikol amim v'shabbat u'moadei kodshecha ve'ava u'vratzon v'simcha u'vsason hinchaltanu. You chose us. You sanctified us from all the nations. Who's the holiest nation here? You just read it. We are. We say it in Kiddush. Oh, people can join. But Kiddushta Mikol Amim. You made us holier than all the nations. Now, who are the Kabbalists here? Who likes Kabbalah? All of you do, right? So there's a Kabbalistic concept which is alluded to by these lines. We say that every nation has a spark. Every nation has a certain element of strength, in the of potential in Avodas Hashem. We have to take Kiddushta, you gave us holiness, Mikol Amim. We're supposed to take those sparks from each nation. According to one opinion, that's the Gerim. When a person converts, he's bringing to Am Yisrael that spark which Am Yisrael needs from that nation. He's giving us strength that we might not have without him. That's Otanu Kiddushta, you gave us holiness, Mikol Amim, from all the nations. The Shabbat, you gave us the Shabbos and your holy holiday with love and desire, with happiness and joy. You gave it as our heritage. Baruch atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbat v'Yisrael, v'ha-zemanim. Blessed are you Hashem who gave holiness to Shabbos, and Shabbos gives holiness to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people give holiness to the times. So that's the thing that people say. They say it as a quip, but it's an important line. They say more than the Jews kept the Shabbos kept the Jews. And that's what we just said here. Hashem gives holiness to Shabbos, and through Shabbos, the holiness goes to the Jewish people, and then the Jewish people can impart holiness onto the times as we sanctify the holidays. And now we make a Shechiyanu, and then we will lean and drink. Remember to lean. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech haolam Shechiyanu v'kiyemanu v'higiyanu la'zeman hazeh. Now we lean and drink.
Everything?
You know how much you have to drink. You have to drink, what do we say? 2.2 ounces. But you could drink whatever you want. That's what you're going to do the Seder night too. You will see. Okay. Kadesh Uchatz Kapas Yachatz.